Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, and you know what I love. This is Doug Loves You Know What, coming to you from a hotel room in San Diego for this very, very, very mini boner ep on Sunday morning, September 16th, Two Oceans 12, a.k.a. Day 16 of Sober September. Who's with me? Since last I spoke and you listened, Graham Elwood and I did a show at the American Comedy Company in San Diego. Great club, great staff, great crowd, liquor license pending. It's coming soon. But that's cool because I couldn't drink yesterday anyway. They sell beer and wine. Easy for me not to drink yesterday because I'm not much of a beer and wine guy. I mean, I don't miss beer and wine like I miss my sweet, sweet vodka. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That, Resident Evil Retribution, Part 4, 3D, I believe. It was number one at the box office this weekend. Finding Nemo 3D was number two. Fuck both of them. This has been Watch This, Not That, Fuck Both of Them edition. Hey, Los Angeles, or people who are inclined to visit Los Angeles, I'll be part of the LA Podcast Festival in beautiful Santa Monica, California, October 12th through the 14th. It's a weekend of live versions of some of your favorite podcasts, like Who Charted, Never Not Funny, Smartest Man in the World, Todd Glass, Walking the Room. It's worth it for those five shows alone. So get a badge for the whole stinking festival. Or, if you can only come by on Saturday night, the 13th, we're going to have a special show that you don't even have to have a badge to get into. You can buy a separate ticket. A badge will get you into it, but if you buy a separate ticket, you'll get to see Doug Loves Movies, followed by a stand-up show featuring lots of the podcasters involved in the festival. So, I don't know anything more about it, so go to lapodcast.com for the deets. But it's like, I don't know, $20 to see Doug Loves Movies and lots of great stand-up, so you should do it. And Austin, Texas, as previously announced, I'm going to be all over Fantastic Fest next week. If you're not attending the festival, though, you can see me doing a movie mock with the Master Pancake guys on Tuesday, September 25th at one of the other Alamo Draft Houses in the Austin area. I believe it's called The Village, not to be confused with the M. Night Shyamalan movie of the same name. I'm not sure what movie we're going to mock or when tickets go on sale, so check in with DraftHouse.com for the details on that. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Past and future guest Rory Scovel tweeted, "Eighth grader has her screenplay stolen by Hollywood big shots who make it into a real movie. They don't change a word of dialogue. Hashtag the words." That's a fun fake fact. Or maybe it's a true fact. Maybe Rory's got the inside scoopage. Now, I know only about 50% of the people who listen to regular eps listen to these mini boner eps, so I'd like to reward those of you who are sitting through this with some insider info. Tuesday night at UCB, this Tuesday, September 18th, will mark the third appearance. I think it's his third appearance, by Mr. Leonard Maltin himself. And I've booked two movie stars whose work Mr. Maltin enjoys to join him, schedules permitting. So if you're in the LA area, be sure, stop by the UCB Theater Tuesday. It's free to attend, as always. And now, here's the Leonard Maltin game from San Diego. Enjoy! Does anybody hunger for games? Yeah! Let's get a contestant up here, Graham. We've fucked around, we've got 8 minutes left in the show.
We're gonna wrap this up tight. Come on, officer and a gentleman, guys.
Officer and a gentleman. What do you got?
It's a record.
Here, let him talk into the microphone here, Graham. Don't use that one.
Don't touch it.
Just go stand near him. Get away from
put
me.
Put your hands in.
There's a lot of weirdness going on.
Put your hands around your back and open your mouth.
This gentleman, we've got an eagle that wants to fuck you.
I have a dozen-ish donuts, and it's a record of an officer and a gentleman.
Spit it out.
That's great.
How is that your name tag? What did you change about it?
Officer and a Gentle Mikey.
Officer and a Gentle Mikey. All right, well done.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, very, very well done. And donuts.
You guys want to watch this eagle eat these donuts?
Oh, I want to shove one of those donuts in that eagle's face.
Eat those donuts.
For the listeners of the podcast, that there's an eagle on the stage at the American Comedy Company. It's a real eagle. I don't know how they got the permission to. Don't you have to?
I know.
You know they don't even. They don't even have vodka here, but they have an eagle.
Yeah, and it delivers the food. It's really weird.
Maybe that's why. Maybe you can't have hard liquor near a live eagle.
Yeah, that's in the Constitution. If you check that out, it's in the Constitution.
There's a lot of stuff in the Constitution I didn't know was in there until this political season. They're telling us that a lot of stuff is in there that we didn't even know
about. Call Brian Posehn. He's a very efficient guy when it comes to we gotta wrap this up.
Okay, so Mikey is his name.
Stand over here, Mike. Stand over here.
And we have to ask ahead of time, may I have your permission to use your voice on my podcast?
Affirmative.
And record it. All right, thank you very much.
Mike said affirmative.
Yeah, if you were on the witness stand, an attorney would go, just answer the question.
Yeah.
Don't fuck around with your... Don't play your games. All right, you get to pick a category. This is the Leonard Maltin game. If you guys in the audience think you know the answer, please don't yell it out. It's just between Mikey and Graham. And if you don't understand what's happening, just
you'll be fine.
Just ride the wave. And Mikey's going to win no matter what, I've decided.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, because we don't have time for more contestants. Yeah.
Because Jamie Kennedy's going to show us, we've got to make sure there's time for that. So
Dad, when you started to say that, I thought you were just making a joke, but he really is. He really does.
I just say that anywhere. Jamie Kennedy is performing.
That's what I thought. I thought you were just making a, just naming some comic,
Just
so and so's guy. Carrot Top's got to do a couple shows here in a little bit. So we gotta keep it moving.
Hal Sparks is coming.
We got Don Rickles has to do a show here tonight. So we gotta move this along. We've only got a few minutes left.
Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger are gonna do the two-man show coming up a little later on called Expendable Comedy. All right.
I love when Arnold goes yippee-ki-yay. It's so funny that they say each other's lines. Where? We don't know about Mikey just yet.
All right, Mikey.
You get to pick category, Mikey. Would you like, Rowan Lane suggested songs about Rambos, and that's movies where Sylvester Stallone sings.
Or Crabstickles, that's a good name on Twitter, Crabstickles, suggested Triple Nipple, and that's movies where there's a character that has three nipples. Or, celebrating a birthday today, actor Tom Hardy.
Hey, Brandon, I'm going to blow out these candles. And then everyone is going to die. Happy birthday to me. I just made a wish. And it involves the extermination of the planet. Today is my special day.
Much different from Brain on Pinky and the Brain. When you think about it.
Pinky and the Brain.
Yes.
Call 1-800-STEAMER.
All right. Which category?
Call 1-800-STEAMER.
Which category? That's not an ad. They didn't buy it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Beat that up.
Which one you want to play there?
Don't touch the microphone.
Don't touch the mic, Mike.
What's the...
Well,
I'm sorry, I thought that was acoustically.
This isn't Killer Joe, and that's not a chicken wing.
Yeah, that happens. Triple nipple.
Spoiler.
Triple nipple. Mikey has selected triple nipple.
Triple nipple. Would you like a triple nipple movie from 1974 or 1980?
They're both kind of old.
Which one? We'll go 80.
80, you got it.
80. 80.
Wait a second, maybe it's 90. It's 90, even better, right?
Okay.
Okay, 90.
90.
You want to say 2000? No. 1990, Leonard Maltin gives this movie, don't yell out if you know it, 3 stars. He says about this movie that it has dazzling Oscar-winning special effects and that it later inspired a cable TV series. And he lists 7 names. Yeah, the clues never help. He lists 7 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
Our friend Mikey.
I could do it in 5 names.
5, he says, Graham.
I'm going to pick a number called 0 goddamn
names. 0 goddamn names.
Dazzling special effects. What was the other part?
It was made into a... It inspired a cable TV series.
Cable TV series.
Yeah, it inspired one, whatever that means.
Graham, name that movie.
Okay,
0 names. Alienations?
Yeah.
What did you guess this?
Yep. Winner. Bam.
Was...
Okay, Total Recall.
Was
Total Recall?
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you might want to change your answer to Total Recall, because that's the answer. You are a loser, Graham.
Oh,
now it is time for you to get it.
Let's hear it for Mikey, everybody. He did it. He brought it down. Pick up that bag. That bag is all yours. One more time for Graham Elwood, everybody.
Oh shit! Wait, what? Why did my microphone stop? My microphone is no longer.
Here,
give me that
I
one.
I kicked it by mistake. I'm sorry.
Really? You kicked out my microphone?
Yeah.
All right. I banished you to the merch table. Get over there. And shut up. We're bringing in right on time. Right on time. I gotta say a last line here. Let me ask this guy. Give me a shithead to say here at the end. Anybody?
Have a
shit. Hey, oh yeah.
Gotcha.
What does that say? Oh.
Wow.
All right. I got a shithead from the guy who won. This is a disturbing trend. The winner gets to name a shithead. It happened the other day too. But he says, and I say, thank you for coming. And as always, Antonin Scalia is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.